Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Right as Donald Trump was sworn in yesterday, pretty much the first thing that happened was that CBP app shut down. It was basically getting people in by the tens of thousands that the Biden administration set up. And shortly after that, I'm, you know, just scrolling on X yesterday during the whole, you know, the whole series of inauguration events. And I already start to see videos of these people at the border crying. You know, that's exactly what's going to happen is over the next number of days. I mean, we've been seeing this, but I really think it's going to ramp up with this app shutting down, because anybody who had an appointment, even within the hour of him being sworn in, they were all canceled. So I can understand why that's disappointing for a lot of these people, but that we have to get our border back under control. So Kim, what Donald Trump did was correct. And these outlets are going to pull at the heartstrings, and they're going to show you these sob stories, and they're going to put up headlines like this one article that I see. This is CBS 8, I believe, out of California, that says tens of thousands stranded as Trump suddenly discontinues CBP one app at the border.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. We need a lot of help in this country. We don't need more procrastinators. You had four solid years to get your butt to America and illegally cross the border, and you waited till the very last day because you procrastinated, and then you want to cry. I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. Those people might have been actors for all we know. And I could not be happier with the fact that app does not exist anymore. It's just like an empty page, and they canceled all the appointments associated with it because it was made up to begin with. It was never part of a law. They just made it up and made it available to people.
Mm-hmm. So this news outlet went and did, you know, an interview with some of these people and listened to one of these guys talking about what he thinks is going to happen in light of this app being shut down.
I predict that more people will be injured and likely will lose their lives as a result of this.
Pedro Rios with the American Friends Service Committee says the CBP One app was the only way to get an appointment to legally cross the border.
Customs and Border Protection has worked with its Mexican counterparts to not permit people to arrive at a port of entry and seek asylum.
Hold on. I have to play you one more bite because that's how dumbfounding this whole thing is.
Yeah, it's really confusing.
He just is basically saying that we're going to kill people because we've shut down this app. Listen.
It means that many might seek to enter the U.S. through extremely dangerous ways, such as the mountain deserts and the ocean. And it'll place a lot of people in grave danger.
Here's an option. Don't come. Don't come. You don't need to. So many of these people who claim to be seeking asylum, they're not. When you're seeking asylum, there is certain criteria you have to meet. I couldn't exactly name it, but the point is your life basically has to be in grave danger, right? You have to be coming from like this war-torn area. It's not like my family and I, we're coming from a country that just is really struggling economically and we can't seem to find a job. You're not seeking asylum if that's your reasoning. And that part of what I think the Biden administration has done when it comes to the border that was an epic failure among pretty much everything else they did was that they loosened what it took for someone to be, quote, seeking asylum. And it was like anybody could. It's like, you know, I'm craving a burger and they don't have that type of burger that they want in my country. And so I'm seeking asylum to the United States to make sure I can get that burger. Well, we understand those burgers are really good. You're good. We're going to get you that appointment on the app.
As ridiculous as that analogy sounds, It's absolutely sums up what they did. That app was created, and I don't know if it was Holman or somebody's bite we had on here talking about that, said this app was created for one reason. These people are being coached on what to do. You download this app, you click this box, you claim that you need asylum, under the Biden administration executive orders, you had to automatically be considered for asylum, at which point they would set you a court date and release you into the country with the belief that you'd ever come back and show up for that court date. No, you wouldn't, because it's a lie. You didn't come here to get away from death. You came here to get away from poverty. Mm-hmm. And we don't grant asylum if you're just trying to escape poverty.
Right. Yeah, I was looking on the official government website for that particular app, and it now says, and this was updated like 15 minutes ago, according to what I'm seeing, it says effective January 20, 2025, the functionalities of the CBP one that previously allowed undocumented aliens to submit advance information and schedule appointments at 8 Southwest border ports of entry is no longer available, and existing appointments have been canceled. We already saw Channel 4 went out and interviewed some illegal who was saying how he's been working here for years. His parents, I guess, brought him over here, and he's raising his family. And those are the stories that are hard, because as humans, we want to have empathy. At least most of us do. And it is hard when you think about that and you imagine your own family being split up. And you, for me as a mom, I think about the lengths I would go to provide for my son. I know my husband would do the same. And so I understand people wanting to come to America, because it's a great country. This is a land of opportunity. You can go from the bottom of the bottom to the top of the top if you work really hard. And I get that there are people who have opportunities because of connections they have. But ultimately, like, the American dream is possible.
Yes.
Here. And this is one of the only places it's possible. And people see that. And that's why they are quite literally dying to get here. They are crossing the Rio Grande and doing all kinds of crazy things because they're so desperate to have that, to see that possibility that we are so blessed to get to experience because we were born here.
I'm sure that some of our listeners here are much more informed on how an app works than I am. But it strikes me, and my guess is it's already struck somebody in the Trump administration, that if all of these illegal aliens have downloaded this app, why couldn't we use it to track them? The Chinese do it to us. So if they've all got the app on their phone, it should make it a lot easier to find them. Or, and this will be controversial, we could send out a message to everybody who has the app that this is your one opportunity to self-deport. And if you choose not to do it, we will find you. And once we've kicked you out, you will not ever have an opportunity to come back into this country. I mean, you need to get the message directly to them instead of through the mainstream media. Put it out on that app in several different languages, and hopefully the word starts to spread.
You'd think we'd be able to track, but how many phones are they handing out? It's not like they have an AT&T rep who's there and making sure that everything is set up for them, and that their Apple ID is good to go and their email.
Right.
And so I feel like it's almost comparable to like a burner phone, where it's some like cheapo phone and they're giving it to them, and it's more or less just a means of a way to communicate.
Well, I'm not talking about tracking their phone. I'm talking about
tracking their app, but the app would be on the phone.
Well, the app would have to be on the phone.
So you'd have to track the phone to track the app.
It couldn't be a flip phone if it's got an app on it. So
what kind of phones are they getting?
Well, I don't know. I mean, some sort of a Google type phone, one of those cheap phones they give away with free phone service or whatever. You know, if you come over to us, we're going to give you 5 free Samsung Google phones or whatever the hell they are. I mean, it's got to be something with a screen on it that you can download an app. I'm just saying.
Maybe they're getting the jitterbug.
They need to send out an update on that app that pinpoints your location at any given time. It might help ICE with what it's got to do over the next couple of years.
We didn't see any sort of, they talked about day one, how they would go into some of these businesses and raid them. And we didn't see, or I didn't hear about any of that.
I saw Homan complaining that because somebody in the Biden administration had seen fit to leak part of their plans, because of course they want to discourage it, they had to reconsider the day one stuff. But you can bet it's still coming.
I'm sure it'll happen.
It'll
what that looks
come.
Like, I guess we don't know.
And again, the left and the mainstream media in this country would lead you to believe that it's some sort of draconian dragging people out of their beds in the middle of the night and throwing them in trucks and taking them to concentration camps before deporting them back to a country they may never have stepped foot in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how the media messaging will go on this, when that's not the case at all. And they've said that we're going to focus on people who already have orders of deportation that were not being enforced by the Biden administration, and criminals. If you're a criminal alien in this country, we are going to find you and we're going to take you back and drop you off on the tarmac of wherever you came from.
I should have played the Liam Neeson.
I would find you and I would kill you.
That was a mistake. It was a missed opportunity on my end.
I know. I'm just saying. It's a new day in America, and it's just refreshing, isn't it, that the adults are in charge again. That you don't have people who will look you in the eye and say they don't know the definition of a woman, or that a man can be a woman and get pregnant and have periods and all. You don't even have to put up with that nonsense anymore. It's like one of the executive orders Donald Trump signed yesterday was reinstating common sense to America.
Isn't it sad that we have to say that there's only two genders? The president has to say that. My favorite video to watch are the ones that Charlie Kirk does on these college campuses, and he says, "What is a woman?" And they say it's someone who identifies as a woman. You can't answer the question like that. No, well, what? How do you identify as a woman? What is that? It's like, what is a tree? It's what looks like a tree. Well, what is that? You have to define it.
They
chromosome.
Can't. They don't want to.
Well, obviously, that's it. They don't want to.
Chromosome. It's the science.
Right. Well, they agree with science when it works to their benefit, but they don't agree with science. The whole, the wackadoodles who have, you know, love is love, science is real, whatever else that those signs say, it's only when it fits their narrative do they trust the science.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people on here are saying that, pardons or commutations don't cover treason and all of this stuff. I don't know. I'd go back to what I said earlier. The greatest thing they could do in this administration is just ignore the people, release the information that you have on what they did, just like they've done on Matt Gaetz and Pete Hegseth and all these other people they're trying to damage. Just release the information you have, let the public decide, and move on and fix the country. That would be the best revenge that Donald Trump could get on any of these people. As much as I despise Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, I just have to say that I think that's the best way they could possibly go about it.
Get more at 971talk.com.